Tuesday, 12th of May, 2020. Dear parents and carers, re-transition back to on-site learning. Thank you all for your support during these past few weeks of remote and flexible learning. Our school community has shown extraordinary levels of cooperation during this time. Following advice from the Chief Health Officer, the Victorian Government has advised that schools can begin a phased return to on-site learning. In the first stage, students in prep, grade 1 and grade 2, senior secondary, year 11 and 12, VCAL and VCE students, and all students in our specialist setting will return to school from Tuesday, the 26th of May. Year 10 students undertaking VCE studies, including vet studies, should also attend school for those classes where practicable. If this is not possible for your child, our teachers will make sure the work provided to students attending at school is also provided to your child. To support all school staff to prepare for this transition, Monday the 25th of May will be a pupil-free day. In the second stage of our return to on-site learning, all other year levels will return to school from Tuesday the 9th of June. For those students who cannot be supervised at home and vulnerable children, the existing model of on-site schooling will remain in place during the two-week period from Tuesday the 26th of May to Tuesday the 9th of June. The current process that we are using to enable parents and carers to indicate the days or part days for which on-site schooling is required will continue for this two-week period. All other students in these grades and year levels will continue learning from home until Tuesday, the 9th of June. Once the year level has returned, all students will be expected to attend school as normal. This means if you choose to keep your child or children home after their year level has returned to on-site schooling, we can no longer support their learning from home. This does not apply to children who need to be absent for health or medical reasons. For those families, please contact us so we can make an appropriate plan. This same approach is being taken by all government schools in Victoria. To support the health and well-being of all of our students and staff, our school will continue an enhanced cleaning routine and will encourage frequent hand washing. If your child is ill or is feeling unwell, they must not attend school. They must remain home and seek medical advice. While the Chief Health Officer has advised that students will not be required to maintain physical distancing at school, there will be a number of important changes to our school operations consistent with the health advice. This will apply until further notice. I will provide more detail about our local school context as soon as possible, but it is important to note that changes will include adjusted arrangements for drop-off and pick-up, including the expectation that parents and carers do not come onto the school site to pick up their children. All adults are also asked to refrain from congregating in groups at the school gates. Restrictions on access to the school site for anyone other than immediate school staff and students, the way we conduct our parent-teacher meetings and interviews, the cancellation of all school assemblies, camps and excursions. We understand that some families may feel anxious about this move back to classroom teaching and learning. I can assure you that this decision has been taken on the basis of the best health advice available to our state. More information about the return to school and coronavirus, COVID-19, can be found on the department's website, which we will continue to update. There is the link below. Thank you for your continued support and patience during this time. We look forward to welcoming our students back to the classroom. Please do not hesitate to contact me if you have any queries about our staged return to on-site learning. Yours sincerely, David.